When I came home, I found a complete shift in the attitudes among the Republican rank and file. The Tea Party had taken over. There was more of an attempt to define candidates based upon certain litmus tests. But I did come back to a much more hostile environment, one that was driven more by ideological purity, one that punished those who might have crossed a partisan line.
The acquired wisdom of one Republican presidential candidate, John Huntsman. Huntsman, the former candidate, former China ambassador, and former Republican governor of Utah, called the campaign something of a political morass when he spoke to us this week. His response has been to be candid about his dim view of the U.S. political environment right now and focused on what he knows best, the global economy. The same might not be said of another participant in the presidential campaign who got wisdom earlier this year on what it means to cross some of the ideological lines in the GOP as an openly gay man. Consider the case of Richard Grenell. Solid credentials as a foreign policy advisor, he was brought on to the Mitt Romney campaign as a foreign policy spokesman. But as an openly gay Republican, he became, in a New York Times account of his abrupt departure, radioactive. When he spoke to us from his home in California earlier this week, Grenell called his resignation something he did to get rid of a distraction from Mitt Romney, not a response to some ideological demand that he be removed.
Well, first of all, to be clear, I was not forced to resign. I resigned on my own because I care very deeply about foreign policy issues. Nobody asked me to resign that was a part of the campaign. My advisors and mentors were mixed in what they thought was best. I think at the end of the day, John, I spent 8 years at the UN, and that experience alone of being 8 years at the UN representing the United States has really shaped my worldview quite a bit.
Well, not only shaped your worldview, but your credentials are unassailable. You're working with powerful and strongly direct diplomats at the United Nations. Why did you have to resign? You said you weren't forced, but why?
Well, I care very deeply about these issues. And, in working for an administration for 8 years, my being gay was not an issue. And I'm very proudly gay and conservative. It wasn't an issue when you're working in the government and doing the people's work, but it obviously was a issue when I entered the campaign. And I think Mitt Romney hired what he felt like was the best foreign policy spokesman that he could find. And so that's what I was hired to do. That's what I wanted to do. And when the left, the far left and the far right, both wanted to make me a shallow one-issue voter and just talk about my positions on gay marriage, I felt compelled because I love the issues of foreign policy and national security, and I felt like Barack Obama was leading us down a path that was dangerous, that I needed to get out of the way so that the campaign could really bring the differences between Barack Obama's worldview and Mitt Romney's worldview to a head so that reporters could talk about those issues, not about whether or not Rick Grenell believes that gay marriage is an equality issue.
I understand. And I don't want to talk about that, but I do definitely want to talk about leadership. If, as you say, Mitt Romney chose you because you're the best advisor on foreign policy for him, has he been in touch with you since you left the campaign?
Well, I'm not going to talk about what I'm doing for the campaign. I made it perfectly clear when I wrote my Wall Street Journal piece that I am 100% for Mitt Romney. I think his worldview is the best worldview. I am very comfortable with being gay and being a conservative, and I feel compelled to support Governor Romney because I think our country needs him.
Why do you think having a gay foreign policy advisor makes Mitt Romney weak in the ultimate scheme of things?
I'm offended, John, by that question because he doesn't have a gay foreign policy advisor. He hired a foreign policy advisor who happened to be gay. Do you call people who are reporters female reporters? Do you call reporters who are black reporters? What happens when you do that is that you minimize my contribution and others' contributions because you put some sort of caveat on my ability to be a foreign policy spokesman.
Richard, I'm sorry if that's what it sounds like, but it was the New York Times that described you, according to an unnamed source, as radioactive because you were gay. You're the one who resigned from the campaign, and you're the one who said that you can be more effective outside of the campaign than in the campaign. It suggests to me that someone somewhere thinks a gay foreign policy advisor is inappropriate.
No, not at all. It means that the foreign policy advisor isn't talking about foreign policy. So far, John, you haven't even asked me anything about Russia or proliferation, which is my experience. So it's you and reporters like you that are putting me in a box by pretending like the only issue that I'm an expert on is being gay. Again, I'm proudly very gay, and I have opinions about gay marriage that I think it's an equality issue. But when people go into the voting booth, you know, most people don't vote on one issue. I don't have the luxury of voting on one issue. I'm much more complicated than that. And I have a worldview that is multidimensional. So if you're suggesting that people have to be one issue voters, I think we're going to be a very shallow country.
Well, no, and I'm certainly not suggesting that. And I think it is a complicated question who you vote on for president. And my question was really about the leadership within the Romney campaign on this social issue, given all the other national security issues you talked about. But let's talk about Syria. What should the president do about Syria? What should Mitt Romney do day one on Syria?
And let me get to that in a second. But just I want to confront one thing that you had just said about leadership. Again, I felt like the campaign, well, first of all, the campaign kept saying, we do not want you to resign. And I was the one that said, thank you very much for that. But I care too deeply about these foreign policy issues to let them take second fiddle. So I just want to be clear that it was my decision because I care very deeply about these issues. But getting to your question about Syria, you know, you can't really talk about Syria without saying Iran. What's really happening right now is Iran is trying to make the issue of Syria a negotiating point between the Western governments and themselves. And I think it would be very dangerous for us to agree to have the Iranians help calm the situation in Syria and pretend like they're doing us a favor on the nuclear issue. It is very important that we understand that if Iran wants to stop the violence in Syria, they can do it immediately. It would stop. And they still have issues with their illegal program that the UN has called on them to completely stop enriching uranium altogether.
Although you could make the same argument that Russia could stop the violence just as quickly as Iran could stop the violence. You're making an argument for confronting Russia directly. And if you wanted to confront Iran on Syria, intervene directly in Syria. Why not?
Well, I think that's a very complicated issue if you're trying to talk about boots on the ground or no-fly zone in Syria or some other military action. I'm somebody who believes before you get to military action, you really need to have tough diplomacy, and you better have diplomacy that has an edge. We don't have diplomacy with an edge right now. Matter of fact, we have a president who, when sitting with the head of state for Russia, actually said, hey, if you give me a little more flexibility on missile defense until after I'm elected, then I might be able to be better on this issue for you. So we've got a president who isn't bringing a tough diplomatic stance to the Russians. And I think if we had a president and secretary of state that every day defined the issue for Russia as you must decide if you're going to be on the people's side in Syria, or are you going to protect those that kill? But instead, again, we've pressed the reset button and let Russia know that they get to do what they want.
Richard Grinnell, if Mitt Romney is elected president, would you seek a role in the U.S. State Department?
You know, I would not. I think at the end of the day, I want Governor Romney to be the president of the United States for one reason, which is the United States needs him.
All right, Richard Grinnell, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Richard Grinnell is the former foreign policy spokesman for the Mitt Romney campaign. He spoke to us from his home in California earlier this week.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.